One thing I really like about the maps and paths process is they work towards tangible results. A lot of people think about person-centered planning as this fluffy kind of pie-in-the-sky ideas, but maps and paths really focus on specific goals. So in the path process, you talk about who does the person ultimately want to be, and then maybe 1 year from the future, what have they achieved to get towards that? You then kind of work backwards, saying, okay, what skills do we have now? Where will we be in 6 months? Where will you be in 3 months? What are you willing to commit to do maybe in a month from now? And even in the next day or so, what are we going to do? And assigning specific tasks to do to reach towards that goal in a year from now. So it's a really tangible goal setting process for the long term. Maps is a little bit different. Maps focuses on being more open to possible suggestions that a person may not have thought of before. So, what gifts and talents does this person have? When have they felt proud in their life? And what does that say about their gifts and talents? And then looking for opportunities. Okay, maybe there's a job that we haven't thought about that you'd really be perfect for. Or maybe there is a volunteer opportunity or a roommate that we haven't thought about that really, wow, you guys both really like this certain topic. So, looking at a person's gifts and skills. And then finding the exact matches and possibilities in the community so that the person is able to reach their full potential of who they want to be.